At Homeowner Experience Real Estate, we are not your typical real estate agency. Our detailed market watch, step-by-step processes, and technical backgrounds help our team support your unique Silicon Valley real estate needs. Our business philosophy is to provide step-by-step guidance and empower you to make informed, fact-based decisions. We have proven to be experts at modern digital marketing. Call today for an initial consultation or visit our free reports page for resources, videos, and market updates. Experience the difference with our local market expertise.
Is there really any reasons not to move to San Jose? Yes, of course there is. Today, we're going to discuss the true downsides, so stay tuned. Today, I'm going to go into four reasons why I think you might want to consider not moving to San Jose, and I'm going to dig into real reasons why I think there really are some downsides, okay? So the first one we're going to talk about is cost. Yes, I know housing costs are high. You've probably heard that in all your other research, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is additional cost to living here. If you can afford to live here, you're probably likely working a high-tech job. Also, you probably have dual incomes, meaning your partner is also working, or at least maybe not a high-tech job, but working some sort of job to make the cost of living more attainable in this area, which means everybody is busy out at work or sitting on the computer working all day long. And you need help around the house for maintenance tasks like handyman and gardening and house cleaning, regular things that need to get done that you just don't have time for because you're working a busy high-tech job. Now, you might expect, oh, well, those are not big costs. It's not a really big deal. But here in San Jose, that's what I want to mention. Those costs are much higher than you probably would expect. For example, most handyman charge $90 to $100 an hour. Yes, quite expensive. The gardener that I use, $175 a month, and that's actually pretty reasonable. So these costs really add up, and they're probably somewhat necessary to work the job demands that you have here in Silicon Valley. So definitely keep that in mind. The positive twist of that is if you have those kind of tasks or you have a place to live, for example, those jobs can make really good money. So being a handyman, maybe even on extra time, can get you some extra income. That's a definite positive. Reason number two not to move here is the density of people. There are over 2 million people in Santa Clara County, and the cities, they all just blend and merge together. You go from San Jose to Campbell to Cupertino to Sunnyvale to Santa Clara, and you don't even know one city from the next, really, unless you're very familiar. And you know what? My secret, I look at the street signs. As soon as those street signs change color, you know you're in a different city. For example, I used to live in 95130, a section of West San Jose, which was really cradled by Saratoga and Campbell. And literally, I could walk two blocks one direction and be in Campbell, three blocks the other direction, and be in Saratoga, but I lived in San Jose. Yeah, so the cities are just really crammed together, and that means there is just not a lot of space for people. That means you're seeing more high rises, a lot of buildings going up multiple story to fit in the people in the limited space that's here. And why is the space so limited? Really, it's a valley and it is constrained by geographic limits that don't allow it to expand super far. I do expect the population to continue to grow because there are so many jobs and so much redevelopment going on in this area for corporations. For example, the Google Downtown West campus is looking to be starting to build soon, and that's going to bring in a lot of people and a lot of jobs. There's also real big redevelopment going on in the Yahoo Old campus. There's other development going on, which is actually our point number three. So point number three, a reason why you might not want to be here is there's a lot of redevelopment going on in the area. It really depends, I guess, on your mindset, but people that have been here for a while, they don't like the redevelopment. They don't like how it's changing, how it's getting more dense and packed. One of the downsides of that is you'll go from a neighborhood to a development area that can have 3, 4, 5-story buildings. A lot of people don't like the feel of that. And so if you're not into construction going on and a lot of changes, then redevelopment could be a reason why you don't want to move here. The positive side of that is there definitely is going to be more housing and more updated housing facilities and stores, for example, and much more modern communal areas. For example, think of Santana Row, if you've ever been there. It has outdoor malls, restaurants, living all in one. There's a lot more opportunities of those kind of developments going on. There's Cambrian Park Plaza, which is going to be a senior facility, restaurants, apartments, houses, and a park all in one area. So it's really changing how this area is looking and feeling, and some people really just don't like it. You know, Cambrian Park Plaza, for example, is replacing a really old single level, lots of flat parking business complex. So to put in 5 and 6 story buildings in that space is going to look so different and feel very different, more like a city instead of a bedroom community or suburbia. And reason number 4 to not move here is, unlike a big city, which we do have the people for a big city, we just don't have the stores and the shopping as close by. So you really need a car to live in San Jose. As I mentioned, it's just not as walkable. It could be a several minute drive to the grocery store depending on where you live. If you live in Almaden Valley, there's only a couple grocery stores. So it's not unheard of, depending on what part of the area you are, for it to be a 5 minute or more drive to the grocery store. Definitely not very walkable like you would see in a big city like San Francisco. But the good news is, if you do have a car, you can get to almost any option very quickly. And maybe if you're really particular or picky about a certain store, within an hour drive, we guarantee you can get there. But within 10, 15, 20 minutes, you can get to almost every store or restaurant option that you would like, with a whole bunch of different nationalities and types of cuisines as well. To put into perspective a little bit about the driving, here it can take just 14 miles to get from Almaden Valley to the Apple Park campus. And in traffic, that's about 45 minutes drive. So yes, you definitely need a car, or some of those big corporations actually do have buses that will help you with that commute. But it's gonna take some time to get around this area because there are just so many people. So yes, any town you're gonna move is gonna have reasons not to go there. San Jose, it's definitely not the weather. Here's 4 reasons that I talked about today. If you have any other thoughts or questions, please do comment below. If you like this content that I'm providing, definitely subscribe to learn more about San Jose housing and real estate. As a recap, San Jose cost of maintenance help can be expensive. The density of people in the area is maybe not a positive for you. The redevelopment and needing a car, all are reasons why you might not want to move to San Jose. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more San Jose Silicon Valley real estate tips with you. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. If you'd like to see market charts and hear more updates on the San Jose local market, please visit Teresa Wellman Realtor Homeowner Experience YouTube channel. The link is below. Once an engineer, always an engineer. I love stats and data and hope you find my 16 plus years of experience insightful and valuable. Get more step-by-step home purchase and sale information on my website at homeownerexperience.com. There you will find several blogs, updates each month, market stats for specific neighborhoods in San Jose, and other detailed information on schools and neighborhoods. My goal is to provide exceptional real estate service above and beyond the norm, so check out homeownerexperience.com. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, your local San Jose realtor, serving the western and southern sections of San Jose and the city of Campbell. Visit the Contact Us page on my website to set up your 15-minute initial strategy call.